The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
In 2017, two Singaporeans founded a tech startup called Boogle, and they just launched their search engine, which promises to offer users free, open, and autonomous internet searches. It stores all ranking and search data on blockchain, which is a decentralized store of information shared across a network of computers. Boogle aims to build a democratic search ranking system from the search results of all of its users. How do they differentiate themselves from the incumbents, and what are their plans for sustaining themselves in the tech sector? To tell us more, I'd like to welcome Patrick Lee, CEO and co-founder at Boogle. Boogle, not Google, right?
Yeah, definitely. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. So Boogle was founded with the ambition to be the next Google. So what inspired you to take this on?
What happened was it started with the co-founder, Darren. So both of us were traveling quite often. And the problem that we face, and not just by us, but also the community, is that the internet is not increasing, not a fair and free space. And censorship is a growing problem driven by both internet giants and governments. Our personal data has been infringed upon through the harvesting of our data for commercial ends by internet giants without our permission. So what we are trying to create for Boogle is to have the communities and users to have unfiltered and unrestricted and rather true data information when they search on the net. So this is the direction we are heading. And of course, every aspect of development for all our products and verticals is all contributed by the community, which is the users themselves.
Patrick, part of what you're doing is based on the blockchain. Why is that important to have Boogle based on blockchain technology?
Currently now, we are the world's first decentralized search engine, and why we go upon that is, number one, blockchain itself actually shortened our process and, importantly, give us transparency. And in combined with the current technology and the market that we have right now, I reckon that it's the best time now to actually launch Boogle on blockchain. And not only just that, actually developing all our verticals actually all based on blockchain itself.
Yeah, it's a very hot issue about the data and selling data for money. But like Boogle, there are search engines like DuckDuckGo and Startpage that market themselves as search tools that respect user privacy. So what makes Boogle different to them?
You go back down to the roots of the technology that's embedded with these entities, and as compared to Boogle, they are still on centralized. They are centralized search engine, which means that they're still backed up by a centralized server. Okay, whereas for us, we disseminate our data to our shared data centers that we are going to partner to get on our blockchain. This is what we're going to do. That's the difference.
What does that actually mean for somebody who goes on your search engine and searches?
On our technology, what we want is to harbor and create and privacy and the unrestricted data access. And most importantly, what we are going for users is we are protecting their data. Example, their location, their geolocation, their full name, even down to their age, down to even their addresses, their family ties. And all these are being tracked by big companies today. Whereas if they are using our search engine, which is Google.io, all these are untraceable.
Okay, so that's a big difference, right? Because right now, Google or other search engines can know who you are, where you are, what you're searching. But you're saying with Boogle that won't happen.
Yes, that won't happen. We are actually a medium to balance out the tracking that is, I mean, required by a lot of, especially the ads agency and ads company today. But with that also means that if you have a good tracking system, which means that users are actually exposing themselves in terms of their personal data.
Sure.
Yeah. So what we are coming here to do today is actually to balance it out. I mean, in the sense that we still protect the data privacy of users. At the same time, we are still able to give minimum data for even governments to access, and of course the ads agency to actually promote their business.
We're in conversation with Patrick Lee. He's the CEO and founder of Boogle, which was set up in 2017 by two Singaporeans who founded a tech startup. So you've put a lot of money into this, haven't you? You've pumped nearly $4 million and gathered a global team of programmers to build Boogle. Does Boogle require a lot of manpower and expertise to maintain its day-to-day running? How many employees, for example, do you have working for you?
Currently, we have a total strength of about 78 employees, of which 53 are coders and programmers. They are running both very heavily on the research and development side, not just on the search engine itself, because we are also looking into building verticals like our BooChat, which is our internet messaging system, and even BooPay, which is a e-payment system. And of course, under phase one of the verticals that we're going to develop, is also we're going to embed BooPay right now, BooCloud, and even Mail for itself. And on phase two, we are going to develop even media platforms similar to YouTube. And looking at all these verticals that we're building, actually, my team and I, we are building an ecosystem. An ecosystem to acquire users in the first 2 years. And of course, all this being linked up, advertisers that actually advertise on all these verticals that we have.
So that's your main revenue stream is through ads?
Yes.
How's that going?
So far, so good. Everything is pretty all right. And not only that, if you talk about the revenue itself, we are actually giving back to the community. Okay, if you look at our search engine, users and community actually earn, the tagline is earn as you search. Every search, they are being paid and rewarded, incentivized with our BooCoin.
Before you tell us about BooCoin, I got to ask, so how did you come up with the name Boogle to begin with, right? But then I want to hear about your BooCoins, about your currency that you've developed.
I think it's a very tongue-in-cheek name. I think it's something that, I mean, people from all ages, even when we are young, you know, we go like, boo, boo, boo. So I reckon that, both of us reckon that I think it will be an easy term to be remembered by people.
So having a bit of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so now BooCoins. You actually have your own kind of cryptocurrency. Every time somebody searches, they earn coins.
Yes.
So you've kind of, you know, incentivized people to search. But tell us about that. How can you use a BooCoin if you get a bunch of them, and how many do you earn for searching, that kind of thing?
Currently, the algorithm that is being placed is 1,000 searches. The users can be incentivized for one BooCoin.
Okay.
Yeah. But this will change as the time goes.
And what can I get for a BooCoin?
We'll be listed on a few exchanges, actually, end of this FY. And we are talking about tier one exchanges, global exchanges for cryptocurrency.
So there's no established value yet?
Currently, now as a market, we have a private sales of 1 cent per coin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, I can't reveal how much are we expecting when we are listed.
How secure is Boogle, and what measures have you taken to ensure that user privacy continues and those cryptocurrency is safe?
Most importantly, number one, our coders and developers are all in-house. We are built on the private blockchain. To give you a gist of it, we are a hybrid blockchain. Why do I say that? We have a combination of actually five blockchain nodes or five blockchain technology actually encompassed into one. That is something that I would think that in the near future, no one can do it. And if someone were to hack us, let's get down to the root of the thing. Based on the calculation, they'll probably take 50 years to do that.
Wow.
Interesting. So when you look at the business model, you mentioned that you earn money off your ads. But, you know, many advertisers, they want that data cache that they're currently getting from other search engines, right? They want to know what the users, what the customers look like, the profiles and all that. So is it a harder sell for you to get advertisers who really aren't going to get that kind of information back that they're traditionally used to getting off of other search engines?
We have to be a balanced medium to actually balance both sides. Mm. Right now, the fields that we ask from users when they sign up is actually very limited. Okay, by the time to come, we're going to open up the other page of the sign up where users can actually, through their consent, okay, provide us with relevant information that they wish to provide. So with this, we will actually combine with the strategy and together with the technologies that we have to give more of the tracking system for our ads and advertisers.
Well, Patrick, final question. The pilot version of Boogle has attracted more than 1 million users from its key markets of Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, and South Korea. How would you attract more users for the future, and what's the plan to kind of grow Boogle for the coming years?
We have a partner system where we build country nodes. Currently, now we are in talks with Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Dubai, for a matter of fact, and a few more other countries. So what we are providing for them is not just mining node, not just a data node. Okay, we are giving access, minimum access for the government, for data being searched in within the country. where they do not have it now or they do not have access now. This is one solution that we are giving them. But of course, with minimal data being given to them. Example, once a country node is being set up, we will flag keywords that is detrimental to the humanity, like terrorism, bombing. So keywords like that will be actually flagged out and actually informed to the relevant securities department of the country. Mm-hmm. So This is what we are doing right now.
Well, what a journey it's already been just after 2 years. We'd like to thank Patrick Lee, CEO and co-founder of Boogle. A couple of Singaporeans with a great idea of trying to begin this tech startup and taking it to the next step and beyond. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.